With Montana News, I'm Sherry Trussler. Severe wind and flooding was reported from all across the western parts of the state today. Helena seemed to be hit the hardest with wind. Debbie Cronin is the administrative manager at St. Peter's Hospital in Helena. She says she's never seen wind quite like today's gust.
This was out of the ordinary. We get wind, but I've been at St. Peter's for 20 years, and I've never heard of a vehicle being blown over and injuries from that. I mean, it was a mess outside.
Northwestern Energy was reporting 2,400 outages around 1 p.m. That number is down to around 500 customers currently without power. Northwestern reported smaller outages affecting Great Falls and Deer Lodge. Emergency crews were dispatched to clean up the damage and restore power. Butte saw some fallen trees and downed power lines. A woman southeast of Butte lost control of her car on Highway 2 and rolled into a ditch. The Highway Patrol reports no injuries. Flooding is the big issue around the northwest in Troy. According to the Daily Interlake, 6 homes in the Troy area have been damaged by lowland flooding, and at least 3 secondary roads were covered in water or washed away. Libby and Lincoln County officials declared a state of emergency. Ryan Leach with the National Weather Service in Missoula says the worst is over.
Things are peaking right about now as far as the wind goes. Most of the areas have already peaked in terms of the amount of rain, and we've just got this front that's coming through it, so that's what we've got coming in for the next couple of days, is mainly just some snow, but you know, it's going to be more of a travel nuisance than anything else.
The Fisher River near Libby has risen from roughly 100 cubic feet per second to over 1,000 cubic feet per second in the last 2 days. A federal magistrate judge has ruled against a polygamous trio in Billings seeking to strike down Montana's bigamy laws. U.S. Magistrate Judge Carolyn Ostby ruled Monday that Nathan, Victoria, and Christine Collier must show that the laws have harmed them or that they have been threatened with prosecution before they can file a lawsuit. Ostby's ruling is not the final say. Her findings and recommendations can be upheld or rejected by U.S. District Judge Susan Waters. Nathan Collier says he was inspired to file the lawsuit after the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that allowed gay marriage. He is legally married to Victoria, and he wants to also legally wed his common-law wife, Christine. Their marriage license application was denied in June. A Kalispell man suspected of making online threats to schools and religious groups is set to go to trial in January. The Flathead Beacon reports David Lanio's attorney met with county prosecutors for a pretrial conference last week. Public defender Brent Getty says the trial is expected to start sometime after January 19th. Lanio's trial was originally scheduled for November, but Getty filed a motion asking for a delay, saying that a plea deal was in the works. The motion sparked concern that Lanio's felony intimidation charge would be reduced to a misdemeanor. Members of a human rights group and the Jewish community held a demonstration in November to protest the possible plea agreement. Lanio was arrested February 16th for posting messages on Twitter threatening school children and Jewish people. The state Supreme Court will decide whether to prevent injured railroad employees from filing lawsuits against their companies in Montana if their claims have nothing to do with the state. The court heard arguments yesterday in 2 cases of workers who sued the BNSF Railway in Yellowstone County District Court over the injuries that happened in other states. Such cases are allowed under federal law that say a lawsuit can be filed in a court where the defendant is doing business at the time. Attorneys for BNSF argued that a state Supreme Court ruling last year determined jurisdiction lies where the corporation is at home, with limited exceptions. For the BNSF Railway, home is Texas. An attorney for the workers say the ruling does not apply to these cases. The justices did not make an immediate ruling. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Sherry Trussler.